finding your purpose is more important than finding love. Finding out who you are is more important than finding love. Finding who you want to be is more important than finding love. Finding your goals, finding your dreams, finding your purpose, finding who you are meant to be is more important than finding love. Love will eventually come. And all they will do is be a mirror to you. All they will do is show you who you are. When I met my boyfriend, we were dating and everything was great and I was really happy. Like, things were amazing. But I kept hitting a wall. And that wall was PTSD, post-traumatic stress. And I won't say like medically, because I haven't been, it's not a diagnosis, but it's just saying another way of all they do is shine a light on your PTSD, on your post-traumatic stress, on things that have happened to you before. You start to see all your flaws. You start to see who you were, who you are, who you meant to be. When I met him, I just started being honest with him, and I had so many flaws, so many things that I held on to for so long, and that after our relationship became serious, I couldn't hide those things anymore. And he was able to see all of my flaws, all of them. And I was, of course, able to see all of his. And I think that through those flaws, we were able to get better, and we were able to change, and we were able to find our purpose and to change our mission on life. Because it really is a mission. It is. We're given this life. And, you know, this is random information, but I want you to think about this. When a baby first appears, you see a cell. And it's like, you know, a cell, and you can see the inside. And there's nothing in there. Until one day, there's like this burst of light. And all of a sudden, you hear a heartbeat. Doom, 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 doom. And when you hear a heartbeat, and you go to the doctor, and you guys both listen to the heartbeat of this baby that's coming. That's life. That's life. And it's something that we shouldn't take for granted. When you hear a song, on the radio, you hear the full song. The lyrics, the chorus, the music, everything. But you don't hear the BPM. And the BPM is actually a machine that goes. And you can move that BPM faster, or you can move it slower. And at the pace that you want in the song. And that actually causes the song to go either, you know, faster or slower, or the flow to be faster or slower, or the rhythm to move differently. And I was in the shower. Actually, let me share this story. I actually went to this networking event. It was really cool. And I got to meet a lot of musicians and a lot of people, you know, famous people and stuff like that, because my boyfriend is in the industry. And there was this guy who was a producer. And he said, I can't tell you what I do. I can only show you. Because it's an energy. It's a vibe that I'm going to introduce you to. And it's something that you've never heard before. So he got on his machine and started to show us what he did and what music he did. When he showed us that, he said, this is how it starts with a BPM. Sometimes I feel like this. And sometimes I feel like this. And I thought that that was just so cool. Because at the end of the day, we're all energy. At the end of the day, life is energy. It's an electric shock that creates the baby, that creates the sound, that creates the heartbeat, that creates the you. And when you think about love, it should be compatible. It should be a compatible sound. It should be a compatible energy. It should be a compatible rhythm. And when you choose your partner, the most important thing is energy. Because if that person isn't compatible to your rhythm and to your energy, then you're gonna automatically, your body automatically is going to not want to be around it. It's the same reason why sometimes we have friends or people who are not on the same wavelength. We have people who are not on the same, in the same area as us, in the same energy, the same vibe. And it, your body repels it. Your body says no. Your body says you cannot be here. Your body says this person isn't a match. Your body tells you this isn't the one for me. Whether you try to, you know, be intimate with that person, your body tells you no. You're resisting a change. You're resisting things from happening. It's not a part of you anymore. It's not at your rhythm. It's weird to say it, but it's gonna take time to understand it. And I might just be talking gibberish to somebody, but a person who's in my rhythm, a person who's mentally connecting with me, and a person who's mentally there, they understand that it's the rhythm. Why relationships don't work out with people that you love? Because your body and your rhythm repels that. When a woman has a baby, the baby has their own heartbeat, but it also moves to the rhythm of the mom's heart. And that's why having a baby is like a gift from God. It's like the ultimate magic trick, you know? But at the same time, it's also a rhythm. Her rhythm goes with my rhythm. His rhythm goes with my rhythm. My partner's rhythm goes with my rhythm. And it's why if we're not walking on the same page, and people say on the same page, and people say on the same wavelength, people say on the same, but it's really the same energy. It's really the same energy. And this year is crazily enough, I've done so many things, I don't even know I don't even know. I've done so many things this year. It's crazy. What have I done this year? I traveled with my boyfriend. I talked to you guys a little bit about that. We traveled, I think, we went to Miami. We went to DR, Dominican Republic. We went to Orlando. We went to Las Vegas. We went to so many places this year. I can't even count them anymore. I forgot because I'm so in the moment that I forget what we did this year. And it's finding out who you are and being in that rhythm and being in that place and being in that pace and being in that environment. We traveled a lot. This year, I read the Bible, and that changed my perspective on so many things. Also, I had, you know, my baby turned one. My son went to school and changed schools. And I became a better person. I was finding my purpose. And I asked God if I could find my purpose, help me find my purpose. And guess what? God found me. And my purpose was and is me. My purpose is me. My purpose is understanding me. My purpose is understanding my purpose. Understanding why I'm here. Understanding my rhythm. My goals. My initiatives. What gift I'm going to leave in this world. What I'm going to do with me. I started doing research this year about who I am as a person. I went to ancestry.com. I took a DNA test. I wanted to learn where my ancestors came from, what happened with me, who am I, where do I come from, and why am I here? What is my gift to this world? And I learned that the purpose is me. The purpose is learning me, who I am, what my gifts are, how I can contribute to someone else's life, or what I'm contributing to somebody else's life. And now I walk in purpose. Everybody I meet is for a purpose. Everyone I talk to is for a purpose. Everyone who says something to me is for a purpose. And I'm a passionate, loving, intense feeling in the moment, purpose, person, and that's me. And it makes me happy to know that, because guess what? Your ancestors, there's people in your ancestors that have done things in this world that you're breaking. There's generational curses that is your job to break by being the best version of you. We all talk about generational wealth and generational gifts and generational things, but there's reasons why you're breaking generational curses. You're breaking generational paths. If in your family, they don't talk about money, they don't talk about religion, they don't talk about life, they don't talk about gifts, they don't talk about these things, they don't talk about them, so you feel like they're not important. But you're here to break those curses. You're here to make a change. You're here to be different. You're here to be yourself, to live your life, to be in the moment, to love. You know how many people hate or dislike me, and I still find the strength to love them, even if it's from far, even if it's from far. And it's okay to love people from far and say, I love you, and I love you so much that I need to distance myself from you so that I could love you more. Because being next to you is not love. It's just not. And right now, I love you, but we're not on the same frequency. This year, I also left my job. Something that I was tied down to and kind of being comforted by. And it's a, you know, it's just too comfortable. And you got to shake things up to become a better version of you. How am I going to spend, you know, years learning different skills, learning different things, and think that the skills that I'm going to use or need are in the place where I learned them? No, you learn the skills. Just like in school, they teach you, but you don't stay in school. You move to the next step. Just like a job, you move to the next step. Now it's time to take those skills that you learned and move them over to something you enjoy and something you really want to do and something that makes you you. And I laugh when people think, like, you know, my mom, I called my mom and told her that I'm not going to be working at my job and the security blanket is not going to be there no more. And she was like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen now? And what's going to, I'm going to just feel, I'm going to work and chase my dreams because I have a lot of dreams. I have a lot of ambition. I have a lot of things I learned and skills that I need to share with the world that have been kind of boxed in. And I want to live my life, not a boring life, not a 9-to-5 life, not a waking up and doing something I hate life, or working hard and being, you know, told I'm, you know, I remember working so hard to get recognition and working so hard to be the best at my job and being the best at your, you know, your job. And people being like, oh, hi, Mrs. Perfect, or you're trying too hard to be the best. Like, you're outshining everyone. And people don't like that. People want to dim your light. And people want you until it's the benefit of them, until it benefits them. And then it doesn't benefit them anymore. I don't want you no more. I don't want to be around you anymore because you're not benefiting me. You're not benefiting me, my lifestyle, who I am, what I'm going to do. You're not benefiting me anymore. So I don't need you no more. But it's not that. It's that we're on different vibrations. We're in a different wavelength. We're in a different spirit. We're in a different area. We're in a different place and time. And my good energy is gonna hurt or hinder that bad energy or that person's energy. And some people, they're born with that light. And some people, they're born with the happiness, with the shining, you know? I remember meeting my boyfriend. There's actually a movie called Elementals, and it's really funny. It's like a kid's movie, if you're into that sort of thing. And it's about a girl who, she has a bad temper, and she's fire, and she's trying to be what her dad wants her to be. And her dad has like a shop, like a, you know, a shop, and a glass shop, I think, or a shop. And he wants her to take over his job. But that's not necessarily what she wants to do. She wants to do something else. And she wants to follow the rhythm of her own dance. Like, she wants to follow her own beat. And that's okay too. I know that this year I found my purpose. And I found the reason why I'm supposed to be here. Have you? Have you found your purpose? Have you found your reason why you're here? What are you going to do differently if you did find your purpose? What are you going to do differently if you, you know, step into that energy, step into that light? I asked God so hard, God, transition me the right way. Transition me, please. Transition me into a place I'm supposed to be. And God transitioned me. All I had to do was ask. And I'm in that space. Transitioning, it's weird, it's tough, it's different, but it's necessary. Just like change is necessary. Just like that rhythm, that beat is necessary. Just like babies and their life is necessary. Just like you're necessary. Ask yourself two questions. What is my purpose in life? And what was the purpose of those that came before me and after me? And then you'll understand. My grandma passed away this year also. And that was really hard for me. And I didn't really talk a lot about it because sometimes, like, when things are hard, I kind of internalize it, like, you know. But it also taught me, what is life? What is this life? And what are you really chasing? You could have all the businesses in the world. You could have all the women in the world, all the men in the world. You could find the love of your life. You could find, you know, $1 million on the floor. But that doesn't make it your purpose in life. If you feel like people are saying this about you and you're moving this way or you're not in alignment with who you are, or people are saying that you're doing something that you're that's not you, or it's because you're not in alignment with yourself and who you are. And you're not making yourself happy. And you're not being yourself. You're not being you. You're trying to have all these women because you want them to think that you're a player. And that's who you've been always, or that's what you've done always. Well, guess what? A lot of mistakes are going to happen because it's not really who you are. Or you're putting all your strength and gifts into taking care of this other person because you want this other person to be happy. But you're not happy. You're miserable. You're taking all your energy and you're pouring it into someone else. How fair are you going to be with that? This is an important podcast for me because it's the end of the year and you don't know what you don't know. And I would say, believe so hard that every year you don't take it for granted. Every year you find your rhythm, you find your pace, you find your drive. Like this year, I learned that I'm really good at creating. I'm a creator. I'm a creator and I'm a creative. And I like to create. I like to create different things. I like to think outside the box. I like to make things that aren't there. I like to create something out of nothing. And that's a gift that God gave me. What's your gift? What's your purpose? What's your level of energy? What is you? Your purpose is you. I guarantee you find you and the world, it will reward you. When you find you, the world rewards you. And you don't have to put up an act or try to be someone you're not or go through imposter syndrome or be so great at your job that other people feel outshined or no, because you're moving at your pace. You're moving at your rhythm and the world rewards you. I found my purpose this year and that's because I found myself. Thank you guys for listening in this year and walking this journey with me. and walking this journey with yourself. Thank yourself, believe in yourself, align with yourself, and understand yourself. And don't be afraid. I've been afraid for a long time. Fear is only going to close your eyes. But when you open it, it's like a whole new world. So find your purpose and you find yourself.